Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina DiAnaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
303 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. As we are only a few days away, the wait is almost over. Another long, long, long break. But breaks that I think are advantageous to the Knicks, getting this time off will be paramount to their success in this series. You know, the Spurs are a young team. They're going to have to transition themselves mentally off of battling back down 3-2 to the Thunder, winning a Game 7 in OKC against a team that I think they're going to see a lot in the Western Conference Finals for years and years and years to come. And you saw the emotion that Wemby had after that victory immediately. I mean, the guy starts crying. That looked like a team to me that all their emotion, all their mental fortitude, everything went into that series and winning that Game 7 along with Game 6 to battle back from 3-2. It was all spilled out on the floor there. Here's the problem for San Antonio. They still got to play another series. And the team waiting for them in the finals is well-rested, a well-oiled machine, and a team that has more experience and knows how to navigate these waters. The Spurs don't. They're learning on the fly. They're still trying to figure it out. They're ahead of schedule. As talented as they are, they're ahead of schedule. They'll have their time, but it's not now. It's the Knicks' time. Wemby, Castle, Harper, as talented as those three guys are, they're way too young for this moment. And to have to transition mentally from what they just did to the defending champs, a team that they know they're going to see in the Western Conference Finals for years to come. Now they have to figure out on the biggest stage, under the brightest lights, how to win a championship against a team that's battle-tested, against a team that's experienced, a team with firepower, a team with star players, guys that could get after it defensively, that could give Wemby problems. OG Anunoby is going to put Wemby in a blender, physically. Mitchell Robinson, you could throw at Wemby, of course. Cat, you could throw at Wemby. So multiple bigs and one of the best defenders in the league in OG Anunoby. This is not going to be the Thunder who rolled out the red carpet for him. And Chet Holmgren, who quivered in fear of Wemby in Game 7. Really all series. That was supposed to be the battle of the two bigs there, and Chet waved the white flag all series long. Especially in Game 7, which was an embarrassing, pathetic effort that could get his ass shipped out of there. And perhaps Giannis would be an option for them in the offseason for the Thunder. If he's not trying to beg his way on the Knicks. It's going to be too much for the Spurs. Too much. To ask a young team like this, with not a lot of experience in their coaching staff, with their star players. Yeah, Cornett has been there before, but he's a role player. Harrison Barnes has been there before. He's a role player. Those guys are not major contributors. They could share a little bit of their knowledge with this team, but they're not out there in crunch time. They're not out there in big minutes. They're not going to be the guys that carry San Antonio in this series. If the Spurs win, and they won't, but if they do, it's going to obviously be their star players. You know, their three young core players, and then Champagne and Fox, and so on and so forth. The Knicks just have too much momentum. They have too much going for them. And this is everything to them. Everything. Losing is not an option. It's not. Now, as far as Mike Brown, he was asked if it's difficult to separate his connections with the Spurs organization that he was a part of and De'Aaron Fox. Of course, he coached De'Aaron at Sacramento, and they actually got to the playoffs. They broke a very long streak, which is a, you know, we look back on it now, it's like, that was a huge accomplishment for Mike Brown. You know, some people just toss that away. It's like, the Kings were a horrific franchise for years and years and years, and they've gone backwards now after Mike Brown. You know, Mike Brown getting them to the playoffs was a major, major accomplishment. And you saw the seeds there in Sacramento, the way they ran their offense with De'Aaron Fox, and the high pace and speed in which they ran up and down the court and moved the ball around. You kind of saw the seeds of what the Knicks are now in Sacramento with the Kings. But in terms of that, Mike Brown was asked if it's difficult to separate his connections with the Spurs and De'Aaron Fox ahead of the NBA Finals. Quote, they definitely want to beat me and I want to kick their ass. I love them and you could always love them before and after. What a guy. This Mike Brown, I'll tell you, he has been so great. And this was not exactly the easiest of situations that he was thrusted into. Now, certainly he got a golden opportunity to be the head coach of the Knicks, a team with the championship aspirations and the greatest city in the world. So from that perspective, it was an amazing opportunity. One he probably didn't think he was going to get because from the outside looking in, you figured Tibbs wasn't going anywhere. They just made the Eastern Conference Finals. So I'm sure Mike Brown was pleasantly surprised when that job opened up, and even more pleasantly surprised when he got the phone call and ultimately got the gig. But Mike Brown, through a year that had its ups and downs and was a roller coaster ride, where this Knick team got booed at home, where there were Giannis chants at home, and all the pressure and all the people like me and others saying, they got to at least get to the finals. If they don't get to the finals, it would be a colossal disappointment. Mike Brown has handled that with class, with dignity, and he, Mike Brown, has the Knicks playing better basketball than we've ever seen, a more dominating basketball than we've ever seen. That's what Mike Brown has done. And he is a part, you see, the Knicks are like the island of misfit toys. Brunson's too small, Cat's soft, Bridges is soft, Ananobi's injury prone. Josh Hart is not your typical NBA player that's going to be a starter on a good team. Mike Brown can't win a championship. Jordan Clarkson's over the hill. So on and so forth. But these island or misfit toys have banded together to make a great team. And right now, they are one heartbeat. They are connected. And playing basketball at a beautiful, beautiful pace.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And whether it's offensively with the three-point shot or their defense, which has been really, really unbelievable ever since like early in the year. And guys like Jose Alvarado, who, by the way, the Mets are a 4-0 ever since Jose Alvarado showed up. So the synergy of the orange and blue there really, I think, set the Mets in the right direction. And who was the guy, the SpongeBob SquarePants fella that does the voices there? Everybody wants to give him credit now as well. And how about Gary Cohen on the broadcast? If you missed it and you didn't watch the Met game, one of the fellas on the Marlins, you know, threw the bat into the netting and it got stuck there. Gary Cohen basically doesn't want anybody going near this bat. It's like, Gary, they're about to leave for the West Coast. I'm sure somebody's going to take the bat down. He was like, oh, this could be Jorge Lopez's glove. This could be OMG. This could be Grimace. Cool. I'm all for that stuff. If Alvarado's a good luck charm, if the guy that does Patrick and SpongeBob SquarePants is a good luck charm, if the bat hanging by the net is a good luck charm, great. I'm all for that type of stuff. And certainly Alvarado has been a good luck charm for the Knicks because ever since he came into town, this team has kind of taken off. And Alvarado brings that toughness, that grittiness, which is really an embodiment of the city. Alvarado, of course, a local guy, grew up a Knicks fan. I mean, who didn't that lived around here? But Alvarado, you know, joining this team, obviously having ties to Josh Hart, both of them playing in New Orleans together. And at times he fell out of the rotation, but when called upon, was ready to go, especially in that series against Atlanta where Mikal Bridges was struggling. And guys like him, guys like Clarkson, veterans, Shamit. And remember, Malcolm Brogdon was going to be the guy, and then he retired. He was going to have that last spot on this team. Which, look, I like him, but he decided, I'm good. Probably wishes he was playing, but he was like, I'm going to go retire. And then Shamit was amongst like two or three guys that were fighting for the last spot on this team. Boy, was that a great decision. Think about that. Landry Shamit was this close, and I'm using my fingers are very close together. It's this close to not even making the roster. And now he's making big shot after big shot. You know, Landry Shamit was just as responsible as Jalen Brunson for that 22-point comeback against the Cavs in Game 1. Just as responsible. When he checked in, and again, back to Mike Brown. Great decision by Mike Brown. Josh Hart had a horrific performance that night. He was terrible. You think Tibbs is going to Shamit in that spot? Josh Hart's leg could fall off and Tibbs wouldn't have went to. And trust me, he tried. He had Josh Hart out there for every minute of every single game for stretches. He's not taking him out. He's certainly not going to Shamit. Mike Brown did that. And Shamit rewarded Mike Brown. And then in the series, just to go backwards a little bit, against Philly, OG goes out. Shamit, the big Game 3, a legacy game for Landry Shamit. And then in the Eastern Conference Finals, after Game 1, he puts on a clinic shooting the basketball. He missed 1-3 all series. So I credit not only Leon Rose, Mike Brown, but a little bit of luck there because Landry Shamit could have easily not been on this team. Easily. And he is a major part of it. Major. You don't win championships without guys like Landry Shamit making big threes and playing great defense. You don't. And I think that's going to be one of the reasons why the Spurs go down, because they don't have enough Landry Shamits on their team. They have great young players. They have the sixth man of the year. Dylan Harper, who looks healthy now, you know, he was banged up a little bit to start the series. He is awesome and is going to be incredible. Just not yet. Just not yet. Another local guy from Jersey, obviously the son of Ron Harper, played at Rutgers. He's incredible. But he's 20 years old. He'll be going up against men in this series. I just don't think he's ready. The Spurs will have their time. They will have their championships. They will be the toast of the NBA. They are so loaded and so athletic. But they lack experience. They lack depth. And it's just not their time. And if you're a member of that team, even some of the vets, if you want to call De'Aaron Fox a vet, obviously Cornette, you know, has won a ring. Barnes has won a ring with the Warriors. but they are role players. You know, the core of this team, the guys that are going to be there for a very, very, very long time, they're just too young. They don't have the experience. It rarely goes well for you in your first go-round. This is not the first go-round for the Knicks. Time and time and time again, they've been knocking. Did I mention the Mets are 4-0 since Jose Alvarado showed up? It's good news. Mets are playing really good baseball, and they go out to the West Coast now to take on the Mariners and the Padres, which means a couple things. Number one, the Mets in Game 1 of the NBA Finals will be going on right at the exact same time, which is always, you always want your sports at the exact same time. That's always good. Yankees will be back here hosting Cleveland, which could be a playoff pre-match. What did I say? Pre-match there? Preview. Whatever. It's 3:30 in the morning. What do you want? Yep. It is Yankees-Guardians. That could be a playoff, a pre-match. A little pre-match for the playoffs. A little preview pre-match. Guardians are just, please, don't get me started. I don't care. They go 40 games over 500. And they've had their moments against the Yankees. I get that. The Midges series. I get Alomar off Rivera. All that. Fine. The Yankees have gotten them just as many times, if not more. By the way, did you see the 13-run inning that the Yankees had? It lasted about 45 minutes. That's a flight to Chicago. 45 minutes. Where's that when I'm on after the Yankee games? I kid. I could use a 45-minute inning sometimes. Let's go, baby. Nice little six-hour game. But that's insane. And they didn't score a single run the rest of the game. Well, they didn't have to. I mean, they probably, you score 13 runs, you know. Yeah, I mean, you could go hitless. You can go runless. You got all your runs and hits in one inning. You know, I bet you if you asked Kenny Atkinson, he would say the A's analytically beat the Yankees because they won 8 out of the 9 innings. So Kenny Atkinson, if he was the manager of the Athletics, he would come out after that game and say, you know, I know we got our tails kicked. Lost by 5, gave up 13 runs in one inning. But analytically speaking, we won 8 out of 9 innings, so we won that game. Yeah, okay. The Yankees dropped 13 runs. 13 runs. And they took 2 out of 3 over the Sacramento, currently former Oakland, future Vegas Athletics. Or really just known, they're like Prince. They're just known as the Athletics. They don't really, they're Prince. They don't really, they literally don't have Sacramento in front of it, which is obnoxious. They're playing games in Sacramento. I know they're not going to be there forever, but they're not moving next year. And they've been in Sacramento already for now. This is their second year, so put Sacramento in front of it. They're Prince, they're Seal, they're Sade, they're Madonna. Except they stink. What's Jeff McNeil hitting, by the way? I haven't checked in a while. I'm sure it's well under 270. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But this just means everything to the Knicks. Like, losing is not an option. That's why I think they'll win this series in 5. I think they'll break the spirit and will of this Spurs team. I think they will mentally break them. You cannot underestimate the experience factor in this series. And the Knicks have it with their coach all the way down. This is a group that has been working their way to this moment for years. This is their graduation. This is their time. The Spurs will have their moment, and they already had a big one this year. You know, knocking off the Thunder, going to OKC in Game 7, that's huge for them. They planted their flag in their hated rival, soon-to-be, you know, team they see probably every year, basically, in the Western Conference Finals. They planted their flag in their building and said, we are now the standard in the West. And you could see it literally in the tears of Wemby. That's a team that 3 days later is going to turn around and face the Knicks and beat them in a series? No way. The Knicks aren't crying. They are chilling, and now they are focused. They are ready to go. And they are on a mission after so many playoff failures. But it's part of it. You got to fail in order to win. You got to climb the ladder and get knocked down in order to ultimately achieve a championship. 4-0 since Alvarado showed up for the Mets. 4-0. Halfway to the winning streak that I've been talking about for months. Halfway there. Think about it. If the Mets had three more wins, three more, everybody would be singing a different tune. So three more wins, that's all we need? Okay, let's get three more. And then we could have a different conversation. And the Mets are in a perfect spot here, too, because the Knicks are obviously going to get center stage. They've gotten center stage on this show all night. We've done wall-to-wall Knick talk. You can go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind function, and check all of it out. I've laid out why the Knicks will win this series in five. We've talked about Jalen Brunson's legacy. We've talked about the idea of Spurs fans invading Madison Square Garden. We've talked about the ticket prices. We talked about Spurs fans chanting, "We want Brunson." All of that stuff. How OG is going to essentially snap Wemby in half. Not literally, but figuratively. The Mets and the Yankees are in great shape. They're going to October. They got to win the division, but what are they? The Rays won on Sunday, so the Yanks are about three out in the lost column. They're sitting pretty. The Mets get an opportunity here where the Knicks are going to take center stage and all the conversation, all the focus in New York for 2 to 3 weeks. Mets go out on the West Coast. They have an opportunity now to chip away, extend this winning streak. And by the time the parade is over, by the time the confetti has fallen, and the last drop of alcohol, well, not really, because there's always going to be more of it, but the last party ends, the last bar closes on a week-plus-long celebration of the Knicks winning a championship for the first time in 50-plus years, all of a sudden, baseball comes to the forefront. And the Mets have an opportunity in these couple of weeks in June, albeit against a very difficult schedule. They have an opportunity to chip away and make up some of the ground that they gave up in April, which they've already done in May, having a positive May. And they're 4-0 since Alvarado showed up. And the fella from SpongeBob SquarePants. They're still doing that show? How long is that show going to be on the air? I guess when you do a cartoon, you could be around forever. I mean, South Park's been around forever. The Simpsons have been around forever. I mean, South Park started when I was in middle school. Because when you're a cartoon, you don't technically age. So that's a good thing to be. A cartoon, you don't ever age. But the SpongeBob and the SquarePants have been around forever. And then the fish fella, the Patrick fella was there, right? And now the bat is hanging up in the wiring. Gary Cohen was very excited about the bat being there. Very. I know you rarely get Gary that pumped up for something like that. But he was like, "Don't touch it. Don't anybody touch it." I'm sure somebody touched it. But who knows? You know, that could be... Because, you know, everybody says, "Oh, this is not 24. It's not 24. Okay. 24 wasn't 24 until it was 24. So why can't 26 be 24? And then all of a sudden 26 is 24 and 26 can be 26 and 24 and 26. And then you forget about 25 because you remember 24 and now you're thinking about 26. Makes sense? Makes sense to me. 4-0 since Alvarado showed up. Which, look, the synergy of the orange and blue, and I'm not a big one on the orange and blue skies thing. Not my favorite catchphrase that we have, but I think it's appropriate now. Oh, and by the way, because we found this out, one of the games that the Knicks are home, the Mets are off. Are we getting AJ Ewing in the building sitting next to Patrick Ewing for the game? Please? You cannot pass on this opportunity. Has to happen. I'm sure AJ Ewing is aware of Patrick Ewing. He's got to be. I know he's a young lad, but he should know who Patrick Ewing is. Not sure if Patrick knows who AJ Ewing is, but someone can tell him and just let him sit next to each other. What a moment at the Garden that'll be. Don't allow that one to slip through your fingertips. Like, I'll keep, not that I can do anything about it, but I'll keep mentioning it on the radio. That AJ Ewing and Patrick Ewing need to be sitting next to each other, courtside, or as close as they can get, especially for the finals, at the Garden. Because I believe there is one game at home where the Mets are off. So there is an opportunity there for them to take advantage of that. Obviously, with the first two games of this series being Wednesday night and Friday night, both in San Antonio. If you are a Knicks fan and you have the disposable income, but not enough to go to Madison Square Garden, I suggest booking a ticket to San Antonio. You could get a nice hotel. You can go out for a nice steak dinner. You can get a nice rent-a-car. You can go hit the town after the game. Now, it's going to cost you a little bit of money. It's not going to be cheap. It's not going to be free. But it's still going to be all of that stuff. I give you all of that. It's still going to be less than going to MSG. I think that's a great opportunity. I'm sure there are plenty of Knick fans that have already done it in terms of booking it. I'm sure there are Knick fans that are debating it. If you are, I would suggest just going for it if you have the money. Or this could be your summer vacation. You know, certainly if you're not married, I mean, you just ask Al and Evan when he was single. They do whatever they want. You don't have to check with anybody. But if you have kids, I mean, whatever. Stick them with your wife. Who cares? Or you bring the wife if you're both Knick fans. But I would suggest doing that. Because believe it or not, flying to Texas. We heard from someone earlier that's going to potentially fly to Houston and then drive to San Antonio, which is about a 6-hour drive. So you're renting a car. I doubt you're Ubering 6 hours. Imagine what that bill would cost. Would any Uber driver even take that, a 6-hour drive? I doubt it. I guess if you pay enough, you'd be like, I need a 6-hour drive. They'd be like, 6-hour drive? One of my friends, who's a total idiot, we were in Vegas and we were in an Uber, and he goes to the Uber driver. He goes, hey, do you live here? I'm like, no, he doesn't live here. He lives in Idaho, but he just drives an Uber in Vegas. Of course he lives here. So I don't think they'd be willing to drive the 6 hours, but yeah, you rent the car. You get a nice hotel. You're going to drop a couple grand, but you're not getting in the building for a couple grand at Madison Square Garden. You're not even getting in the building. Unless you have 3, 4, 5 G's on you. And that's the early stages. And again, these prices at Madison Square Garden, same thing with San Antonio. The get-in prices are what they are now, thousands of dollars. But they will change depending on how this series goes. You get a clinching game for the Knicks, if it's in San Antonio, those prices will be low, especially if this goes the way I think it's going to go in 5. If it's a game 6 at MSG for the championship, for the chip, 10 grand just to walk in the door, secondary market, and people will pay it. People will absolutely pay it. That, there will not be an empty seat. So needless to say, that's 20 grand in the pocket of Evan Roberts. So next time I see him, drinks are on him. 20 grand. He doesn't even like the team. And that's the interesting thing. If you're a Knicks season ticket holder, you could sell your... it's a tough one. I would say stay for the game, but in the back of your mind, you can make tons of money. Tons of money. But you know what, though? That money will go away at some point. Your kids will spend it. And then years later, you'll pay for a wedding and get a 2-minute dance. That'll be the thank you. And then they won't talk to you unless they need something. How come the kids don't call? How come the kids don't call? But the memory of that game will never go away. Ever. And the feeling that you have, which life is about feelings. Money is materialistic stuff. Feelings is, there's no price tag on those feelings. Yeah, sure, you could buy feelings into things that give you those feelings. But to have them, especially with the sports team that you love, and if you've been a season ticket holder for years and years and years through the, where you probably, because you were still probably paying top dollar when Kevin Knox was on the team. But through all that, you now have an opportunity to see them win a championship. But you're also staring at the biggest payday of your life as far as a season ticket holder. I would say, obviously, stay for the game. But it's a devil on your shoulder, angel on your shoulder, for sure. For sure. That's a lot of money. And I say 10 grand, who knows? I'm just guessing. Could be higher. Who knows? Depends on your seats. Depends on who's looking at those seats. Like, to get in now is 5. If there's an opportunity to win a championship, secondary market, you would think it would be double without breaking a sweat. That's crazy. And that's for one seat. If you have 2 seats, that's 20. But even still, the 20 grand, it's not life-changing. It's a lot of money. It'll help you. Or if you already have some money, it's nice to put in the pocket. But the memory in the moment will last way longer than that money. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. If you want to talk Knicks, if you want to talk a little baseball, Mets, Yankees, that's certainly on the table. Knicks being the huge and major topic, though, over the next few weeks, that's for sure, 2 to 3, give or take, before we get to the parade. And then obviously the parade happens, and then we have a week of celebrating the Knicks as they will win this series, in my estimation, in 5 games. I have you for another 90 minutes here on The Fan. Al and Jerry come your way at that time with the warm-up show. Again, the phone number to join the show, if you want to call me up, if you want to talk to me, you dial 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
3:38 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I think the Knicks are going to make it their mission, their goal this series, to get Wemby in foul trouble. Whether it's Josh Hart driving to the basket, and you know Josh has zero fear. Whether it's Anunoby driving to the basket, and Anunoby's going to have a big role in this series because he's going to match up with Wemby defensively. And he's also offensively going to attack the rim and attack Wemby. And I also think the Knicks are going to stretch the court. They're going to have Wemby play Karl Anthony Towns out by the three-point line, which opens up the paint for the Knicks to get, you know, lobs to Mitchell Robinson or layups. And unlike the Thunder, look, Wemby was on the ropes in Game 7. He was in foul trouble. One more foul and he was out. They put him back on the floor 5 minutes ago. And Miller, Reggie was screaming it on the broadcast. And he was 100% right. I hate to agree with him, but he was 100% right. The Thunder needed to attack Wemby. Because two things are going to happen to you. Either he's going to foul you and he's gone and you're going to go to the line. Or he's not going to be able to play as aggressive. Now, I understand he's 18 feet tall, so all he's got to do is stick his arms in the air. But in the back of his mind, he's going to be very, very... The last... Could you imagine Wemby fouls out of Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals and they go home? Not exactly the lasting image you want. The Thunder did not take advantage of that. They lost all their aggression. If the Knicks get Wemby in foul trouble, number one, you get him off the floor. And when he's not on the floor, the Spurs are extremely vulnerable. Not just in the paint, but in general. They don't have the depth. The minutes without Wemby on the floor are going to be critical for the Knicks. Critical. They have to take full advantage of that. There is no rim protection behind him. Zero. Kornet is not a shot blocker, although he had a good one on iHeart. But in general, he's not. Certainly not in the level of guys like Wemby or even Mitchell Robinson. He's just not, or Chet Holmgren, when he actually has some guts and some heart and isn't scared to death of his opponent. And obviously Brunson will be able to live in the paint and get whatever he wants with Wemby on the bench. And then when Wemby gets into foul trouble, that's when the Knicks have to take that opportunity to be even more aggressive and frustrate him and break him mentally. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Got you for another hour and change before Al and Jerry and the warm-up show come your way. And don't worry, it's only an hour. And most days is what I'm told. Most days it doesn't suck. Let's go to Jason in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Jason?
Yo, Tommy, what's up,
hey,
bro?
What's happening, Doug?
Not much, man. Great to talk to you. Listen, I love you, Tommy, but I think you know, you guys are going a little bit too overboard on what the Knicks' possibilities are winning this series. And, you know, the Spurs have two big advantages. They have the best player on the floor,
yes,
and they have home court. So just these first two games alone, I know the Knicks have had a rest, but so have the Spurs, 5 days or 4 days. They're going to be at home these first two games. The Knicks have to go to San Antonio and try to split these first two games, which is very adamant that they do that. They cannot go back home down 2-0. I don't care how much rest they had. And, you know, Wembanyama, yes, you know what? It's big when he's on the bench. It's going to be big to see how the Knicks could take advantage of him being on the bench. But you know what? They have Castle and Harper. I mean, these guys are explosive players that could score. And I know Castle's had a turnover problem, without a doubt.
He turns the ball over way too much, and the Knicks are going to take full advantage of that. And I also think he runs a little hot. His immaturity sometimes comes into play, and I think the Knicks can be coy and savvy and sort of get into the head of Stephon Castle.
I don't think the Knicks can pressure him enough. I don't think they can pressure him enough to turn the ball over, though, Tom.
I think they can. I think they've shown that in this playoffs. Hold on a second. They were turning the Cavs over left and right. They were turning the Sixers over. I think they'll be able to turn the Spurs over as well.
Step up in competition.
I understand that.
This is such a step up in competition. Another thing is, as much as I like the Knicks and as much as I'm a Knicks fan, right, I'm so sick of hearing about Jalen Brunson being compared to Patrick Ewing, because you know what? Patrick Ewing carried the Knicks for 15 years with no help. Okay, John Starks was his second best player. That's what we're talking
That's
about
fair.
When it comes to Patrick.
That's
Ewing.
Fair.
He had to try to be.
And he was
Jordan.
Great on both ends of the floor. Look, I will defend any. He was great defensively and great offensively.
I'm sick of hearing about it. I don't care what Jalen Brunson does. You know what? Patrick Ewing's Patrick Ewing.
Well,
he's
that's
the
hold on a second. You can't say that.
Knicks.
No, well, he's not. And number
he
one,
is.
No, he's not. Number
he
one, no,
yes,
he's
he
not.
Is.
He's not
yes,
better
he
than
yes,
Willis
he is.
Or Clyde.
No question about it.
Okay, well, I just
yes,
questioned
I love
it.
Willis Reed. I love
okay.
Paul Frazier.
Clearly,
but Patrick Ewing's the man. He's a number one.
But you can't
those
say
those guys never had to play.
Jason.
Those guys
Jason!
Never had to play against Michael Jordan.
Take a breath.
Go on, Tommy.
Have a conversation, not just talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Talk. No, because you're just talking.
Go on,
you're not having a conversation. You can't sit there and say,
go ahead.
How could you be trying to listen to me if you keep interrupting me?
Let's go. I'm trying to hear you. Go ahead.
You just said it doesn't matter what Jalen Brunson does. Patrick Ewing is the man. What kind of statement is that? If Jalen Brunson wins a championship, Patrick Ewing never won a championship. I don't care who his opponents
were.
Yeah, because
what kind
of help 3-2 against
the
Rockets,
and
he didn't win the series.
I don't see Michael Jordan. You see Michael Jordan here?
What? Is Michael
is
Jordan
Air
next
Jordan
to Jalen
here?
Brunson? Is Michael Jordan
is
on the Knicks?
Is Air Jordan
that?
Here?
Okay,
is Air
Jason,
Jordan playing
Jason,
the series?
What,
no, he's not. Patrick Ewing had to play against those guys every night for 15 years.
Got it.
Come on, Tommy.
In the finals, they were up
3-2.
They were up 3-2 against the Rockets. Now, Jalen Brunson has to win a championship.
Yeah,
I've already said
John
that.
Starks.
He has
thank
to.
Thank you, John Starks.
Okay, got it. So, Jalen Brunson has to win a championship, in my eyes, to pass Patrick Ewing. So,
yeah, he doesn't pass him. I don't care if
yes,
he wins one or not.
Yes, he does. If he wins a
win
championship,
he won a championship.
Not
happen, Tommy, they're not winning this series. The Knicks.
All right, Jason. What basketball team
and
do you actually root for? No, no, stop
pass
it. What
Ewing.
Basketball team do you root for? It's not the Knicks. Just tell.
I'm
tell
a Knicks fan.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm just trying to. I'm
no,
just,
admit
I'm
you're
just
not.
A realistic
no, you're not realistic. You're not a Knicks fan.
That's a huge jump in competition, Tommy.
Same for the Spurs. They're playing the best team in the playoffs now. So what basketball team do you
want?
Let's get to the root of this.
They just beat the best. They just beat the best.
No, they
team
did
in
not.
The
they beat the
Thunder,
who are down
did,
two
Tommy.
Starters.
Oklahoma City's the best team in the league.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're sitting at home.
Yeah, now they are, yeah, because they had a couple injuries.
Right, which is what I just said.
Huge injuries.
So you're not the best team in the league anymore when you're down. Okay.
Unfortunately, the Knicks are full strength. They're not Oklahoma City. They're not as good. They're not as good as the Spurs are. This is a six-game series, Tommy. That's what we got to face.
Did the Knicks beat the Spurs two games out of three in the regular season?
What are we talking about? This low life.
What does it matter if it's
NBA?
The NBA Cup? Also, now the NBA
what
Cup
is.
How about when they whoop their ass at home? How about when they
is.
Whoop their ass at home, Jason? You're not a Knicks fan. You stopped watching them in the mid-90s. You haven't watched them in years, and you freaking know it. You're a 90s Knicks fan that doesn't like the three-pointer and guys flopping. Let's just get to the root of it. You haven't watched the team in years. I love Patrick Ewing. Patrick Ewing was my favorite athlete when I was a kid. I idolized Patrick Ewing. Still do. And in many ways, he is so disrespected to the point where I feel like I had to knock him a little bit there to make a point, but it's fair. Patrick Ewing is ahead of Jalen Brunson on the all-time Knick list for now. For now. If Jalen wins a championship, he passes Patrick. Period. Patrick would tell you that. Jalen wouldn't because he's humble and that's just the way he rolls, but that's just the reality of it. Look, Patrick Ewing played in a different era. He played a different position. He was a great defensive player. Jalen Brunson is anything but. He's not great defensively at all. He's barely passable. If he's even passable, he's not a good defensive player at all. But to win a championship, to be the guy that won a championship for the Knicks, to break the 50-plus year streak, Jalen Brunson, that guy, he would pass Patrick Ewing. And Patrick Ewing is not the greatest player in the history of the franchise. He's in the top four, top three right now, I should say. Well, top four, same thing. Top four, top three. I get it. You love the 90s Knicks. You're not alone. There are many people that clutch to the 90s Knicks like they're clutching their pearls. This team right now is better than those 90s Knicks teams. They're more talented than those 90s Knicks teams. They're on a dominant run that the 90s Knicks teams never were on. And I'm frankly sick and tired of comparing everything to the 90s Knicks. They didn't win a title. What other era in any sport here that we root for do we have to constantly bring up that didn't win a championship? I mean, it sounds like some of my, and I love you, my fellow Met fans that think that we broke up Murderer's Row with the Mets this past year. Come on. '90s Knicks. I grew up in that era. It was my favorite team as a kid. Like that '90s Knicks team. Obviously, I was a Met fan. What the heck was I? You know, all due respect to Lance Johnson and Bernard Gilkey and Brett Butler and Eddie Murray and Bobby Bowe. I mean, come on, the Knicks were it. And I love Tiki, but it took time there for my Giants to get going. But it's just the and Jason's not alone. I thought we were through this, but it's clear 90s Knick fan. It's all he is. Nothing can touch the 90s Knicks. Could you imagine? And this is coming from me, who was critical of the Brunson signing. And I love Patrick Ewing, but geez, get in touch with reality. If Jalen Brunson wins a championship, he will pass Patrick Ewing on the all-time list of great Knicks. That's just a fact. There's no disputing that. No disputing that. You could throw out all you want with teammates and all that. Patrick had a 3-2 lead in the finals. If Jalen doesn't get it done, then he doesn't pass him. Now, I think they will. I think they'll win in five. They are swimming in the deep end of the pool, but you know what? The Spurs have to now, in their psyche, have to go from, in your words too, Jason, knocking off the best team in the league. They were crying on the floor Saturday night. Okay, well, wipe up those tears, and now you got to face the Knicks. Good luck. Good luck. Because they smashed every opponent in their wake. And we'll see if the Spurs and their inexperience are ready for this moment. This is not the Western Conference Finals. This is the NBA Finals. This will be, in my estimation, one of, if not the most viewed or highly rated finals in history. In history, you're talking about the Knicks, the number one market, number one by leaps and bounds. You're talking about a city that is beloved, obviously, by all of us here. You're talking about a city that's also hated, so the haters are going to be tuning in. You're talking about history, a drought. Whenever there's a drought in sports, people care about that stuff. especially for the ones, the games that are clincher. Knicks are one win away from a championship, first one in 50-plus years. That will do just, the numbers will be bananas. My point is there's a lot of pressure and a lot of eyeballs. Plus, you have Wemby, who is the golden boy and the future of this league, and a major draw. The numbers will be through the roof. The ticket prices are through the roof. The anticipation is through the roof. The Spurs will have their time, just not now. They'll win championships if they stay healthy. They're just not winning one this year. They're not. Losing is not an option for the Knicks. It's not. This is the time. There is no guarantee for them. There's no guarantee for anybody, but there's less of a guarantee, is the way I should say it. The window for the Spurs, boy, is that nice. Wemby is 22. Castle is 21. Harper is 20 years old. 20. He just turned 20 a couple months ago. He was 19 this season. Kidding me? Obviously with the one and done at Rutgers. Son of Ron Harper. Local guy, him and Champagne. So your three guys that you are going to count on for the next 10 or 15 years are 23 and younger. So the window, and those are three studs, by the way. You got a 10, 15-year window with those players. And you have a organization like the Spurs that have winning DNA. They're extremely well-ran. They've had different iterations of, you know, Duncan and Robinson and Avery Johnson, and Sean Elliott, and Duncan, and Ginobili, and Parker, and Kawhi. And now here with Wemby, it's just an embarrassment of riches for that franchise. And they've had a lot of success with those players as well. They have a huge window. It's just up to them to capitalize on it. The Knicks, this is their window. This is, in all likelihood, it. Or you certainly have to have that mentality, not only as a player, but as a fan. So if you don't like me talking about a parade and winning in five, then I don't know what to tell you, because I, for one, am not going to sit here and watch them lose a damn championship again. That is not my mindset. If that's yours, great. I don't know what to tell you, especially if you haven't seen one. And if you cling to the 90s like it's your pearls, then there's no helping you. I could sit here and scream and yell at you all I want, but some people are beyond saving. And I'm a good person for this, because I like I said, I grew up idolizing the 90s Knicks. Idolizing them. But I've also been very vocal on this radio station that it is an overrated era of sports in this town. And people cling to it like they've won multiple championships in the 90s. I guess I missed them. I hope they were fun. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The Yankees scored 13 runs in an inning. It lasted 45 minutes. It's probably about 40 minutes than most other guys. I mean, that's a long time, 45 minutes. And they didn't have a hit after that. I mean, they had one great inning. And that's all they needed to take 2 out of 3 from the current Sacramento, former Oakland, future Vegas Athletics, as they are still, I want to say, 3 games. I probably should double-check these sort of things when I go on the radio. But, yeah, you know, tomato, tomato. What are they in the loss column? 3. If I said 4, it's 3, 4, 2, whatever. They're 3 back in the loss column. I know the baseball people. You got how many in the loss column? How many in the loss column? So they're three back in the loss column. I know they're technically a game and a half back, but they're three back in the loss. That's all that matters. And now they'll host the Guardians for a set here at the stadium coming up this week. All right, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lug in the late night here. If you want to join the conversation over the next hour before Al and Jerry, that is the phone number to call, 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lug in the late night here on The Fan.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.